Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. I have a conviction. Spiritual growth is about what we do every single day, not just on Sundays at church. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about when we doubt. Have you ever experienced a crisis of faith? As we go through life, at some point, most of us face some circumstance that makes us question whether God is faithful and His word is true. Whether it's grief, sickness, relationship struggles, or financial difficulties, we begin to question the validity of our faith. If this has ever happened to you, you are in good company. Let me ask you, are you struggling with doubts in the middle of painful circumstances? Well, so did John the Baptist. As he sat in Herod's prison, waiting likely execution, he was afflicted with doubts about Jesus. Wrestling with his faith, he decided to investigate further. The story is found in Luke chapter 7, verses 18 through 23. The Bible says, calling two of his disciples, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sickness, and evil spirits, and he gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? This was a surprising question coming from John the Baptist. Clearly, John the Baptist knew that Jesus was the Messiah. The revelation was an overwhelming experience for John. That day when Jesus approached him at the Jordan River near Bethany, John could not contain the shout, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." With awe and trembling hands, he baptized his Lord, and then he saw the Spirit descend and remain on him. But now, John the Baptist is in prison. He's struggling. He's questioning his circumstances. He's thinking a lot about Jesus and wondering about him. In a difficult moment, he sends two of his disciples to Jesus to ask once again, "Are you really the Messiah? Should we expect someone else?" Jesus responds, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." I love that last sentence from Jesus. In other words, "Hang on, John. Hold on to your faith in me. No matter what happens, keep believing. God will reward your faith. A blessing is coming." I'm so grateful this story is included in the Gospels. The Bible does not just portray stories of people who have perfect faith. It doesn't paint a picture that true believers never doubt and never struggle with their faith. Rather, we learn that strong faith is tested faith. Wrestling with your faith does not mean it is non-existent. It means you are in the battle of faith. God is not threatened nor offended by our struggle with doubt. But what you do in that moment is critical. What did John the Baptist do in his moment of weakness? He turned to Jesus. He sought out the evidence that would reinforce and validate his faith. He did not turn away from Jesus. He did not abandon his faith. He did not say, "If Jesus was the Messiah, I would not be facing these circumstances." No, doubt led to a pursuit of more knowledge of Jesus. And so it must be with you and me. Decide now what you will do when you face a faith crisis. Don't let doubt drive you away from God. Choose to be like John the Baptist. Let your circumstances cause you to pursue Jesus even more. And as you do, Jesus said there is a blessing for not stumbling in your faith. And here's today's challenge. Are you struggling in your faith? Today, make time to seek Jesus more. Pursue Him. Spend time in His Word. Take time to pray and to worship. Faith grows as we wrestle through our difficult seasons, and we find that God is always faithful. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. And please leave a review of the show. It's not that hard, and I would be so grateful. You can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.